Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Drew Herman is calling from Kodiak, Alaska. Drew, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you joining us. Drew, what do you do in Kodiak?
I'm a freelance writer and editor.
Mm-hmm. And how else do you spend your time in Kodiak?
Well, I volunteer for the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. I help them out in the Public Affairs Department.
Ah, uh-huh. And what role does music play in your life?
Oh, I attended a music school for a high school going back quite a few decades. And I actually volunteer at the local public radio station as a classical music host a couple times a month.
Oh, that's great. So you're actually on public radio yourself?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. And what music high school did you go to?
I was at the Interlochen Arts Academy.
Interlochen, one of the great arts academies in the country in Michigan. Well, Drew, great to have you this week playing the piano puzzler. Bruce is going to play this for you. Your job, of course, to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style he's imitating. And Drew, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, you can bring me in and we can try to brainstorm on this together, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Dramatic piano puzzler this time.
Yes.
Indeed.
So, Drew, what do you make of that?
Well, I think we're hearing Sergei Rachmaninoff playing a children's tune. The name's not coming to mind right away.
Well, you're very close with Rachmaninoff. It's not exactly Rachmaninoff, but you're really close.
All right. Not Rachmaninoff.
yes. That's the tune. These are contemporaries. You're right on there. This is not so much a piano composer, so Rachmaninoff would have been especially good for the first part of this, but then it gets more and more like the composer I'm thinking of, especially in places like this.
It's a little more Teutonic than I was thinking.
Correct.
So we got Mahler going there.
Close. You're as close as you're zooming in.
So a German composer.
is that Strauss?
Yes. Richard Strauss.
Now that's kind of amazing that you could pull that out of the hat like that, because Strauss didn't write much piano music.
I don't know if I've ever heard any.
Yeah, I based the piano writing on his song accompaniments.
Ah.
So there is a lot of piano writing only through the songs, you know. And so I took a couple of songs and I used some of his gestures. And of course, the harmonies are the same as he would use for orchestra. But the kinds of guesses you made are, this is my favorite kind of thing. You know, when somebody gets it right away, that's fine. But when you say Rachmaninoff, and that was really close, and then you realized it was Teutonic, and then Mahler, and then you got Strauss, that for me is really a pleasure.
There was one moment when I thought I heard a horn line from Strauss.
Oh, that, well.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da. It was in the left hand.
Well, this. Yes, this. And it happens again. That is actually by Strauss. In fact, even on the piano, one of the songs he does do that.
Huh. Now, we've got the composer. This piano puzzler was in the style of Richard Strauss. What about the tune that's hidden in there?
Ah, yes, we didn't get the tune.
It's that one called Where Has My Little Dog Gone?
That is it. That is the tune.
Oh, where can he be?
Yeah, and so at first I set it so that it's just harmonized like Strauss.
Yeah.
A change of key where you need it. But then later, I did sequences based on Strauss's harmonies with it. And I decided, once you've heard the tune three times, I think you hear it six times or something in this one, I decided I could do some of his developmental techniques with it. That's one of his favorite gestures, too.
Oh, where has my little dog gone? Rewritten in the style of Richard Strauss. This week's piano puzzler and Drew Herman from Kodiak, Alaska. You got both. And I have to say, Drew, very impressive the way you narrowed in on Strauss, who rarely pops up on the piano puzzler. Very well done.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
And Drew, for being a contestant on the Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the sheet music for that classic puzzler. Bruce will sign that for you. We'll send those both to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Drew Herman, what's your public radio station?
KMXT in Kodiak, Alaska.
Drew Herman from Kodiak, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.